Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. What a prick. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Big Dirty Bob for that catchphrase submission. Big Dirty Bob taking a break from rolling around in the mud and getting his catchphrase submissions out there. Welcome to the show. My name is Scott Aukerman. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have an author. We also have a TV host. We also have a famous musician. Wow, this is a packed show if you are into the arts. I wanted to say, by the way, I neglected to mention last week, it is grads and dads season. Moms and proms, get the fuck out of here, dads and grads. But at the end of June, you know, I used to say at the end of June, get the fuck out of here. But now that I'm a dad, I wish we were celebrated all year. Oh, okay. I'm going to compose myself because we need to get to our first guest. He is an award-winning actor, I'm assuming.
No, not at all.
Nothing nominated?
I think, yeah.
Like, for it must be for a Nickelodeon thing
it
or
was,
something.
It's close. What was
Kids
it?
Choice Award? They'll give awards to anything.
MTV music, not music video.
What's MTV the other one? Movie Award.
Movie Award for Best for TV best, Hero?
Best Villain? Not to give spoilers for The Last Scream, but
no.
Villain of The Last Scream?
It was a nomination for Villain of The Last Scream movie.
Whatever, so it went to you for the last.
Yeah.
And then the one that came out afterwards, it goes to Dermot Mulroney. Spoilers for the very last one.
Yes.
Are you, and I'll introduce you in a second.
Yeah.
Are you still in the Screamiverse? I mean, you were killed at the end of that one, like, but everyone who's killed comes back, right?
Yeah.
Like the Fast and the Furious-iverse.
Well, it was actually interesting. I got to, at the end, again, spoilers for the most recent
Jack
Scream
Quaid
movie.
Is here.
I'm here. Hi, this is me. This is me, Jack Quaid. I did this little thing at the end of that movie. There's like a video of me, like on a big projection screen.
It always fascinates me when the villains of these things have time to set up big projection screens.
Oh yeah,
they always do. And they always like, you know, it's like, oh, he's dead, but then you hear the big projector start up, and it's like, it's like how? I mean, these guys should just go around. They should be AV guys, like for celebrities.
Well, if you're Ghostface, that means that like your ghost goes into the face of a projector.
Oh,
that's how
this
it
makes
works.
Sense
yeah.
now.
Yeah, see, it all comes back around. But like, I made this. I made it when I was like 15. It was like a Facebook video that I sent to my friend. And I gave it to the directors, and they just repurposed it for like a serial killer's.
Wait a minute!
Video
you made
journal.
A video pretending you were in Scream when you were 15.
No. It was like a video. I just made dumb movies as a kid, like just dumb movies. And this was a thing I probably like posted on my friend's wall back when Facebook was like not a thing used for sharing political beliefs.
arguing with each other.
Yeah, just arguing with each other. This was basically just, remember the time like back in Facebook where you were just like, hey man, and you just said, you sent that and that just went to your friend's wall.
Right.
Not everybody saw it. I guess they could if they went under the wall, but it's
But why would
weird.
You ever go on someone's wall?
Why would I?
I don't have a Facebook profile, so I don't know these things.
Man, I haven't used mine in forever, but I technically still have one. I'm afraid that if I delete it, then my Instagram will also get deleted because I think they're linked.
I believe they're linked, sure. And I know that I got an Oculus for Christmas about a year and a half, approximately 1.5 years ago.
Okay.
Does the timing of that check out?
I really need you to be specific.
Christmas is a holiday traditionally celebrated on December the 25th.
Oh.
If that gives you any sort of clue of when this was.
I mean, sort of.
But I got an Oculus and I turned it on and it said, by the way, in 3 months, to have this Oculus to use it, you must have a Facebook account. I said, I'm out.
Yeah. Weird.
Expensive gift to receive to just be like, well, I guess I can't use this anymore.
That's such a strange thing.
Yeah.
Does it just shout political beliefs at you?
Yes,
if it doesn't,
exactly.
It doesn't. Just argues with you about
the
election.
Do you think we'll ever wear these big wonky headsets ever?
What, the ones that Google just announced?
Yeah, or Apple just made these. They keep trying to get
Apple,
us to wear
right.
these.
No.
No.
No, I don't want it to look like I'm going skiing all the time.
Just some of the time.
Just some of the time. I want like
just
the
if you're going
general,
down a Black Diamond.
You know how some people have like a general surfer vibe, but they don't actually surf? Some people have a general skiing vibe, but don't actually ski.
That's me, because you know, ever since I moved back here to California, I surf in the morning and I ski at night.
And you can do both in the
you
same
can
day.
Do it both in the same day.
And it's not...
I go surfing in the morning at about 5 to maybe 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And then a six-hour drive.
Six-hour drive to the mountains.
Every single day. Ski for about 45 minutes. Drive back home for about 5 hours. I love it.
I'm from here, and every time I hear that, like, you can go hiking and surfing in the same day. Every time I hear that, I go, like, that it sounds like my worst nightmare.
What lunatic
does that? Also, like, you got to stop to eat at some point.
Yeah,
a lot
really.
Of calories you're burning.
I don't even like to go hiking and nothing else during the same day.
Oh, yeah. No. I like to go hiking and then I just kind of pass out at the top. I don't even come down sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Get airlifted down. Yeah. So you made this video.
I made this
for
video.
Your friend.
Years later, it was in a Scream movie. And that was...
Was it you acting like a killer? Or
no,
was
it was literally just me talking to the camera, like doing my best to be funny. And I know I wasn't. It was me being like, hey, guys. I talked in this weird, almost Cartman-esque...
Like affectation?
Yeah, I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? And I'm just like making like a dumb ass like video to camera. It's so embarrassing. And now it's in a movie that was like at one point number one at the box office.
I love it.
So that's
I love
fun.
You. And the worst part of the story is you gave it to them.
Yeah.
They didn't steal it.
They asked for it. And I was like, yeah.
They asked. How did they know of
its existence?
Well,
they were like, do you have any home movies that we could kind of use as like, Richie, your character making a fan film as
See,
a kid?
See, this is what
and
I don't
like. I have all of them.
And this is why we're going on strike.
Yeah, this is why.
Because
of my movie
yes,
that I made.
Yes, because your
on
movie.
Facebook.
Because it's like, they don't have the balls to write their own movie. So they're like, do you have any home movies that we can use and make our movie?
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out
Come
of
on,
here.
Man. And even back then, I was like, I better be getting paid for this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I better be getting residuals on this Facebook video on my friend what Dylan's
if you,
wall.
What if you got a residual for it when you were that age and you were like, what is this for? And then you found out years later.
I'm going to be Ghostface?
What is Ghostface?
I'm going to be a ghost in the face of a projector? That's insane.
Are you ever going to be in the Fast and Furious movies?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to be in the Fast and Furious movies.
Here's what I wonder.
But you know, it's funny. I did get a residual check for the Fast and Furious movies from the future yesterday.
From the future?
So that
oh,
means
my
I'm
gosh.
Gonna be
You're going to be in it.
Yeah, yeah.
They have these Transformers movies where they're all turning into cars.
Yeah.
What if Vin Diesel were to drive a Transformer?
I mean, I would love that.
Whoa!
I think he'd be crushed by the... I mean, it must crunch up a human real bad.
Yeah.
If it transforms.
That's the thing. It looks
inside,
like a
right?
car, but then a human gets inside and it goes... And just everyone is just decapitated.
Exactly. I was thinking about this the other day. I have a legitimate Transformers question. Mm. Like a lore question.
I don't believe I can answer because I have maybe seen the first one.
Well, as of now, you're the only person in this room. So
okay, that's good. Okay,
I
I'm
feel
the
like
perfect person
you're very
this.
Qualified. So the Transformers are aliens, theoretically, right? They're like robot aliens from another planet.
Yeah, they're looking for the Allspark, I think.
Yeah, they're looking for the something about an Allspark.
Optimum Prime.
Optimum.
Et cetera.
Optimus Prius. It's great.
That would be so funny if he were to turn into a Prius.
With that voice.
He'd be like, hello, what do you think of my new bod? This is my new dad bod.
The electric mode doesn't work so well on me. It seems like it might work, but it won't work.
You know the hum that they make when they drive? That's artificial
so that
people will not get run over by them.
As
far as I'm concerned, it could be louder.
It could be.
Because Priuses are always sneaking up on me, and I'm like...
Yeah. This little sneaky Priuses.
Like, I think Priuses should be like...
That's funny, because I think Priuses should be like...
I'm
driving.
I'm driving now.
I'm driving.
Optimus Prius.
Wow.
Wow. We just lost half of the audience, I think.
So what's your question about?
Regarding the Transformers. On their planet, right? Yeah. So they can either be a robot version of themselves or like a car version of themselves. So right. Bumblebee on his planet, is he just... He can.
What does he identify as? An attack helicopter? Is that what you're trying to say?
But he can just turn into a Dodge Charger on his alien planet. You
and
know
how do
mean?
They know what Dodge Chargers are?
Exactly. It's like an American on planet Earth branded car that exists somewhere out in the cosmos. It makes no sense to me.
I like to think that they didn't know they could be Transformers until they got to Earth and they saw a car and they were like, man, I wish I could be one of those. And suddenly...
Oh, and they're just like, and they're then like, they, oh my God, I can just be that car.
It's like puberty. Like arriving to Earth is puberty for them.
Okay, so then can they transform into any car that they see? Can they like scan
the
it?
The first car they see.
It's just the first car. See.
What if during puberty you just had sex with the first woman you saw and that was it for the rest of your life?
And that was it. That was that. And that for the rest of your life, you could only have sex with that woman.
I would prefer it.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm. That would solve a lot of problems. I think that would be amazing. but they all just happen to find like really cool cars first thing.
Yeah, although isn't
Earth is covered in cars.
Isn't Bumblebee, is he a beetle?
He's a...
What the fuck is he? Because Beetle starts with B.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah. He's a Beetle.
And the sound he makes when he transforms is, a grump.
Jack, you're not only in the Screamiverse, last time you were here, because not to promote the season premiere nor the season finale of the show, The Boys.
I think I just wandered in, really.
You were doing a mid-show check-in.
I was doing a mid-season check-in. Yes, it was a mid-season check-in. And I think it went quite well. I think everyone felt heard. And
that particular episode, the ratings were through the roof.
Oh, man. Everyone's like, he's got our backs. He's checking in.
And now you're back to promote a trailer.
Yeah, I'm back to promote a trailer for a TV show
that you're not in.
Yeah.
You're in one episode.
I'm in an episode of a television show.
And you're here to promote it.
I'm here to promote it. So typically I'm here with Tawny Newsom. She is not here with me today, but we are both in it. We're in an animated Star Trek show called
Star Trek Tiny Desk Concert.
Star Trek Tiny Desk. we play characters in that, and they let us...
You just pointed at your body for some reason.
I did.
Why was it? You were like, and I play characters
and I
in
play
that.
A character. I want you to know that when I'm talking about a character that I play, that my body is inhabiting that character.
Okay, got it.
I mean, these days with AI, it's like you want to make sure... like,
and that's why we're striking.
This is why we're striking. It's mm-hmm. human performance.
That's right. Good.
I play a character. I know no one can see me, but just...
I like to think that they can hear it in your emphasis.
Oh yeah, listen to the gesture.
Yes. So you both play animated characters in this Star Trek show, mm-hmm. Which leads me to wonder: do they know they're animated?
I don't think they do.
Do they ever see the person with the pencil and drawing them?
I think if they did, it would destroy them mentally, and I don't want that for them.
Okay, good. Yeah,
but I think if we should do on that animated show. Scrartoon, Flartoon.
Yes.
We should do like an episode where they like meet their maker and it's just like the showrunner, Mike McMahon. And he's just like, hey guys.
Or Gene Roddenberry. That'd be great to get him back.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, though, it's got to be a person. It can't be AI. This is why we're striking.
Oh, that's right. That's
can't
right.
be. We can't bring him back.
So you play an animated character and Tawny is the, she's not the captain of the ship because her mother's the captain.
She's an ensign. We're both ensigns.
You're both ensigns.
We're both
that's
on
right.
the lower decks.
You play a guy named Jeff. Who is this guy again?
I think every time I've been here, you've said the name of the character incorrectly.
What have I said before?
You've said, you said, I think you said Blimer. I think you said
Slimer.
It sounds like
is it
boiler.
Onionhead Slimer?
Yeah. So my name is Onionhead Slimer. Ensign.
Ensign Onionhead, Onionhead aka Slimer.
And just a lowly ensign, and somehow we're going to the Captain Pike and Spock era of like 2260. We're going back and we're going into live action. And
because you're set in the
2380,
and then
if Tawny was here, she'd be like,
"Yeah,
I know
she knows all this kind of stuff." But because the current Star Trek shows that are on No, that's
it's all
that's
different.
Incorrect.
It's all different,
different timelines. Anyway, but you're
like
in the future.
In the past,
you go back in time. Well, I don't even want to say you can't talk.
You
about
don't know.
Plot.
It could be holodeck. Could be dimensions.
But I've seen you in this trailer. You're in approximately three little bits.
Three
of it.
3 seconds of it. Yeah.
3 seconds of yeah. it, and you're here to promote it.
I'm here to promote the trailer. It's a great trailer. It is. It's been on YouTube for quite a bit.
How many views
check
are
out
we
this
talking?
Trailer. Oh, man.
Do we
Should I look it
do
up?
Do we want to look it up?
Check yeah. it out. Let's check it out.
Let's look it up. Okay. Star Trek Strange New World Season 2 trailer.
How we doing, Scott? How we doing?
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, man. I was just playing the trailer.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No. Oh, 4.4 million?
Oh, shit. That's way more than I thought it was going to be.
It's not bad.
Okay.
You're at the end. Let me skip to the end.
Oh, God. Do I have to hear myself?
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Live long and prosper, Mr. Boimler.
You also live and...
How you also live and... See, that was me, and this is me. In my,
current I get this
human
now.
Body.
I understand.
You got a gesture.
So Tawny was saying that you're in the Energizer room and you did a bunch of takes, right? And that was
There was one take where I said he says live long and prosper, Mr. Boimler, and I said live all the time, and that was actually my favorite. I wish they kept that one in, but I'm very happy that Tawny is spreading the word.
You might have looked into the camera on that tape.
I think I might have just to completely screw myself. I might have.
Have you ever done that? But has anyone early? Because you've been an actor. You're goofing around with your friends when you were in high school, but then you became an actor pretty young. Did anyone ever take you aside and say, Jack? You're looking into the camera all the time.
I'm sure they wanted to, because I'm pretty sure I got like scared of the camera. This is real. Like in the very beginning of my career, I would like look anywhere but the camera, but you have to be looking slightly towards it or else right. No one knows you're in the,
and you might get hit with
the thing. You might get hit with it. It's scary. It's big. Yeah. It's heavy. But
it might be a monster.
It might be. And here's the thing. I've never really checked if it is a monster or not.
That's right. We're not allowed to touch them, so they could be living sentient monsters.
They could be living sentient monsters that steal your soul if you looked into them.
They talk about they're like union rules. You can't touch the camera. I bet they're alive.
I bet they're alive. Yeah. I bet they're alive. I bet if you opened them up, you'd see some guts. You see some
man,
organs.
Man, I'd love to be all up in those guts.
Yeah, I'd love to be all up in them guts. I mean, that's what every film student says. I want to be up in them camera guts.
So this is what's going on with the show? What's happening?
So
what can you tell us?
Oh man, with the trailer?
Yeah. The show is on I think this week or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it premieres really soon.
Yeah.
I know that we're not the first episode. I think we're one of the last. So I'm trying not to spoil most things, but
this is very exciting because we love your other show.
It's very fun.
And this is our first opportunity, I guess. To see you in live action form as these characters. Do you ever think like, because the original Star Trek was a cartoon and it was live action. It started as live action, then it became a cartoon.
Yes, it did have the animated series, yes. Sorry, I thought you were like, it was a Roger Rabbit blend. We all know this.
McCoy was CGI.
We all remember Spock's famous line, damn tunes.
But did you ever think that, we'll do the cartoon for a little while, but then we get to do the live action version
of it? I honestly never thought this would be a possibility. Mm. And that was such an interesting challenge to be a live action cartoon.
Because you have like purple hair in the in the regular one, right?
In the animated show, I have purple hair, and I have a purple. I'm wearing a purple wig in the live action.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's like subtle. It's like a darker purple because we didn't want it to. It looks kind of. We had a lighter purple wig, but it just looked like I was an anime character come to life, and it didn't really quite work.
I've always thought that about you.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
In a way.
I'm an anime character come to life. I'm always going, huh? I'm always doing that. That's the sound my Tesla makes when it boots up. No, it was crazy. The weirdest part though was when I didn't have the wig on, and so my eyebrows they had to kind of color purple every day. Mm. And the weirdest
Whoopi
thing
Goldberg.
was, yeah. Yes, that is a film. and a play. Is it a play as well?
It's it was a play, and now it's going to be a film adaptation of that play.
Yet again.
Coming this Christmas.
Fantastic. But the weirdest part was like...
Starring Fantasia Barrino.
You know a lot about this upcoming Color Purple. I'm looking forward to it, too. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. No, just having like purple eyebrows with my normal hair. I just looked like I looked like goth me.
Mm.
And it was just, I wasn't used to say, I don't feel like I give off a goth.
Do you think if they knew that you were going to do this live action episode, would they have reconsidered the whole purple part of it and just had it look just like you? Because Tawny looks kind of very similar to herself, her animated character.
Yeah, but she doesn't wear rolled up sleeves a lot in real life. So they really
a big difference.
Yeah, that's a huge difference. That was huge. That was like a big change for her. She felt a little weird about it.
Filming the live action one, she had exposed forearms.
It was hours in that makeup chair just getting those sleeves to roll up. It was insane.
In the makeup chair.
Yeah.
Were they trying to paint over them with
it was just well those that's actually technically part makeup? Of her skin that she had to painstakingly roll up every day. They
maybe
couldn't
she's
do it in
a transformer.
She's a transformer.
She's like Mystique, like where like she's wearing clothes but it's all just skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a skin clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, this is exciting. The trailer's out now. 4.4 million views. Let's make
it's
it 4.41.
Yeah. Let's get it the CBB bumps, baby. Let's do it.
Looking forward to this. We need to go to our next guest. Jack Quaid is with us.
That I am.
She is an author. She's been on the show before. Please welcome back to the show, Bridget Jones.
What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
So good to meet you.
Great to meet you. Big fan.
Jack Quaid.
Thank you. Yes.
Bridget Jones.
We're both famous.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm as famous as you. You're pretty damn famous.
I'm pretty famous. Yeah. I'm like mad well known. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pretty mad well known.
You're known for your, you're a diarist.
Yeah.
You have famous. Are you famous or are your diaries famous? I'm not quite sure.
Well, yes. Yeah,
because the movie title is Bridget Jones. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get to. And then it's Bridget Jones's diary. I'm like, what? I'm going to watch a movie about a book?
Yeah, you are. And it's going to be mad good.
The camera's just like focused on a book that doesn't move for 2 hours. It's like, what's going on?
Okay, yeah. Well, actually, my story is pretty apt to the Hollywood, all the stuff happening in Hollywood right now.
Mm. Because, oh, yeah. How so?
Well, basically, they took me diary, these Hollywood execs, and they made the movie with Zellweger's Renee and Hugh Grant and Colin Farrell. And they made mad monies. And they left me with fucking nothing.
Right.
So now, 20-something years later, I'm trying to get me new diary be made into a movie.
That perfectly encapsulates your previous appearances.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good.
I enjoyed that.
I'm off to a good start.
Because
yeah.
a lot of people come back on the show and they don't remember, you know, they just barrel right through. And we don't remind people enough of what they're doing here. So, yes, you were taken advantage of by the Hollywood system. You're now writing new diaries, trying to...
New entries every day.
That's right. How many entries per diary is it?
How many? Oh, two, three.
Just two or three.
Okay.
Wow. I go through them so quick.
So wait, are you telling me that, because like a diary is like a lot of pages. Are you saying that you only go through, what is one entry? Like how many pages is one entry?
It's paragraph, something like that.
Okay, so you filled up like probably max three pages.
Three pages
with
and
three
then you
total
throw it away.
Paragraphs.
And then I keep it in a little box, in a little tiny cupboard.
Why not write into the other 180 or so pages?
Don't worry about it. I have my own system. Okay. This is how I keep
this is
flowing.
Like a filing system. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can only imagine like that new diary smell.
Oh, new diary smell. Oh, it smells so good.
It just must give you inspiration to keep going.
Absolutely. Yeah. It just flows out to me really like every day and just pouring those morning pages. Did you read The Artist's Way?
The Artist's Way?
Yeah,
no, I have no, I've not.
My girlfriend's currently reading it, and I've gotten some of
your current girlfriend.
My current girlfriend is currently.
She currently reading. Good for her. Yeah.
So currently she's reading right now, as we speak. She keeps texting me, still reading.
That is awesome. People don't read enough these days.
No,
everybody watches the telly, watches a Netflix.
By the way, the Comedy Bang Bang book in stores now.
Oh, yeah.
And you, what about The Artist's Way? They talk about morning pages, you
every
say?
Day you write the morning pages.
Right, the morning
three
pages.
Three pages, it says. Get it all out. Get all that insecurities out your body. Mm. Then you're mad ready to create.
Okay, this sounds good.
I tried the morning pages for like a second, and I realized that I was doing it on my notes like app. On my,
and they were just apologies for stuff you did the day before.
Yeah, it's just, I'm so sorry.
I was so awkward.
I was so awkward to me. But
are you mad at me?
No, I'm not. Oh, sorry. That seems so honest. I was like, I'm not mad at you. I swear to God. No, but there's no page. There's no line that yeah. separates the pages. So I was just like, I was going forever.
It's that's the problem that the old Egyptians had with the scrolls. They would just like keep going and going and going. Like, when is this ending?
When does this end?
So long-winded.
Yeah. But this is not a problem for Bridget Jones. You have new diaries. And in your previous appearances, you have read some of the diary entries.
Yeah.
Are you here to do that again?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the word out. You know, I'm here in L.A. temporarily. Going to the writer's strike, hanging out, making connections.
It seems like everyone's doing it. It seems like a lot of the actors and people going to these strikes is very performative.
I've met mad people. Connections.
It's like they know Bob Odenkirk is going to be out there. And they're like,
I saw him. Who else did I see? I saw Lauren Lapkus. I saw Vic. I saw Susie Barrett.
You're just looking at names on the table right
Casey
now.
I saw Casey Faye.
Okay, look.
I saw Betsy Sodaro. Oh, I saw mad people there making mad friends.
Oh, man.
But obviously, I need to pay the bills. So I've been working odd jobs in between, too. You know, in Britain, here, in Los Angeles.
Two places.
What have you? What are the odd jobs that you've been working?
How odd?
So odd. Well, I worked for Love Island for a bit.
Oh, wow.
Were you obviously not a contestant, but what?
Obviously.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Just aesthetically,
Scott,
I mean.
What are you talking about right now? It seems like every time women on here, you make them mad ugly and small. Ugly
just
and small.
Just certain women.
Yeah, you always
There's one
bring
thing
it
I've
up.
Learned as a man. Never say you're obviously not a contestant.
Does he ever comment on your appearance when you're on
time,
here?
All the time, but off mic.
I usually try to neg him before he gets on the show. Really take him
As
down.
I was parking, he texted me, your outfit fucking sucks.
You are wearing a pink...
I'm wearing a very bright, obnoxious pink
it's
Gorillas
Barbie,
hoodie.
I like
it's
it.
Barbie pink, but it's for the band Gorillas.
Yeah, exactly. It's Barbie.
Wow.
I like it.
I didn't know they were Barbies. That's awesome.
You didn't know there were Barbies?
No, I didn't know Gorillas was Barbies.
It might as well be.
Is it, Jack, is it because you're on a cartoon, you only like things that are cartoons? Because Gorillas are the only band that are cartoons.
Yeah, that's the deal you make when you sign the contract.
Interesting.
You can only like animated things.
So are you gonna? You're on Love Island. What are you doing?
Well, I'm changing the sheets.
You're changing the sheets.
Oh, no.
The sheets get so dirty on the show. They get fucking filthy.
What's the most traditional cause of the filthy sheets? Is it...
Come. Yeah. But of course,
I didn't want to guess, but yeah.
Crunchy sheets.
Yeah.
Mad hard. But also, you know, like drool.
Jew? What? Wait.
I'm sorry.
Drool.
What did you say?
Drool.
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 Oh, drool.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay.
You think I said Jew?
I thought you said Jew. I did not know why.
You're trying to get me canceled.
I mean, I did come here to get you canceled. I'm sorry.
Typical of a man like both of you.
Yeah.
That is true.
I work for Big Ben.
You worked for Big Ben.
The clock.
The clock.
Tiny man in the clock.
Oh, wow. I was just in the UK. I didn't realize that there was a tiny man in that clock.
He's Big Ben?
Big Ben is a tiny guy in the clock.
Oh, it's an ironic name.
Yes.
Oh.
What is he doing there?
He winds it up. And
How
lets
often?
It go.
Is it like Lost where it's every, 49 minutes or something?
Yeah, something like that. Oh,
I read that Lost. Did you read that article about him recently?
About Lost?
Yeah.
Oh, how it was like a terrible set to work on?
I haven't been reading. I've been writing.
You've been writing, yes. When you're a writer, you can't read.
Do you ever read what you've just written? Like, or do you avoid that? Is it just
no,
like...
I don't even know. Like, I brought entries today. Haven't even read them since
gotcha.
It's just flows out.
Do we want to get to these diaries?
Yeah,
oh my God, I
want to. Let's pull them up, yeah? Let me open me diary.
Open the diary.
Oh, these pages.
Oh, so many.
So many pages.
There's so much
so
wind
few.
In
so
here.
So many blank pages.
My hair
get to
is blown
entries.
Back.
That's a twister. It's an LA twister.
Oh, my.
Okay, ready?
I would love to see you in the sequel to Twister. Have you auditioned for that yet?
I auditioned to be the tornado.
Yeah?
How'd it go?
It didn't go great. I went with a weird noise.
Oh, which noise?
It was... wah, 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 wah.
Yeah,
I know.
Not it typical was a Twister.
Sounds like a Prius like, backing up.
Yeah, it was just like the Prius.
Everyone's going to come in there and go.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to
do something different. You need an OG take.
Yeah, yeah. What would yours be? What would your take on the tornado be?
Whoop-dee-doo.
Ooh, I like that. That's like a happy tornado.
I like that.
Whoop-dee-doo.
What about you?
Why don't we read these things?
But you don't want me to keep talking to you, okay? I guess I'll be reading.
I was trying to fill up time while you, and then you turned it into a segment.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Dear Dara, it's me, Bridget Jones. It was a typical English morning. Woke up to the sounds of rats screaming. Got myself a new job at the local swimmy holy. Wore myself a tiny bikini and showed off me cleavy beavy. When all of a sudden, a kid be choking on Wawa like a little fucking bitch. He was dying on me, just like Princess Diana. Then et me. Clearly this kid was obsessed with me and wanted to plug me poopy puggy. But then again, he wouldn't love bridge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's so you saved someone's life or because we never got to that part of it. You just were observing the person, made some assumptions about them.
Well, somebody else was giving him Heimlich or whatever.
Got it. Yeah.
Saving his life and all that. But in the meantime, I'm like, wow, he's really trying to get me attention.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Like Heimlich and his famous maneuver.
Yes,
the sign-off was very nice for, you know, it was great.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. It's just like, it's a pretty harrowing story. And then like, you know, love Bridget.
Yeah, love Bridget.
Yeah, love Bridget.
Like to the point, like I'm
great.
Not trying to dance around it, you know.
And you're saying that was just a paragraph.
That was just, wow. If you could believe it felt like 20 pages.
No, I mean, I thought you were wasting moleskins earlier, but this is
yeah,
good.
This is good.
No, those are mad expensive.
Yeah.
Would never waste.
Do you have a second entry that you can...
Yeah, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, I'd love for you to keep going.
Wow.
Approximately one more until we take a break.
I love being positive with you.
Yeah, I love it.
Did I, it's me.
COVID positive.
Bridget Jones. It was a typical English morning. Woke up to the sounds of pigs fucking. Got myself a new job at the local pub. Wiping up spilly drinkies with me proppy titties. When all of a sudden, a man be having a heart attack like a little fucking asshole. He was dying on me, just like the queen did when she died. Then at me. Clearly, this man was obsessed with me and wanted to peeky me blinders and dunk me chunky dunk. Then again, who wouldn't love veg?
Very, very similar. Structure,
crying.
Yeah.
What do you mean similar structure?
It's almost like a plug in the gaps kind of.
I have a question.
Yeah.
what does a et me mean?
Then et me.
It hit me. I believe.
Oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Okay.
It's the dialect. You're from...
I'm from England.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are great. These are fascinating. I don't know. I mean, two distinct scenes in a movie. I mean, I bet you would love to play a character like this,
Jack. Who would you love to play? Fucking bitch that died or the little kid that almost died?
Oh, man. Can I still pull off a little
You could still do it.
You think?
Yeah. You still look
pretty
young.
I feel like the little kid spoke more to me. I don't know why. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I could inhabit that gesture, character.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah. You know, we could do something too where everyone else in the cast wears like platform shoes.
Yeah. So they look, like a Clifford situation.
Yeah, they look mad tall around you. So
it could
tiny.
Be set in the 70s. So everyone's like, oh, the platform shoes.
Oh, my God.
Sense.
Then I can
that
have
is
my sideburns.
Really good stuff.
That'd
you ever
really
seen
good.
A Shakespeare play set in the 70s?
Oh, man, I would love that.
I would love it.
Which one would fit best in the 70s?
Measure for Measure, absolutely.
I bet I know someone who was in that.
I bet I do, too.
It's funny, they do so much blow in Measure for Measure.
Oh, yeah,
it's
the
crazy.
Nuns.
Oh.
The nuns love blow.
Oh, they love blow.
Bridget,
amazing.
I want to hear more from this, but we need to take a break. We're coming at
totally.
The edge of a break. So, but you have some more entries?
I have an entry more, yeah.
Okay, great. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more with Jack Quaid. We're going to have more with Bridget Jones. We also have a TV host and a famous musician. This is a packed show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said, tough luck, and then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jack Quaid in 3 seconds of a trailer for Star Trek Strange New Worlds, which is out this week, except his episode is not.
My episode is not. The show is out. I think my episode's like one of the last ones.
Okay.
So this is like an early.
So you're suggesting people do not watch yet?
I say just don't watch it. Just don't watch it. You've already basically heard me talk about it.
Yeah. Like, we did.
You know, like the trailer's got 4.4 million views. Soon That's to be 4.5.
Do you think 4.4 million people watch the episodes?
Is
that weird?
Not,
when the trailers get so many views,
so
and then
many
like
views.
Well, 13
keep,
people watch,
you keep
the
watching them, you keep watching them and watching those trailers, you know.
That's
but
true.
The show, I don't know. Just having an episode on a loop.
Shows are too long. You know
what
I mean?
Too long.
Like, shows should be trailers, and trailers should be
shows.
TikToks. And TikToks shouldn't exist.
Yeah. Honestly, if you just made the trailer like 2 hours long, I'm sure 4.4 million people would still watch that. Just call it a trailer.
No, make the trailer 2 hours long. Make the show 3 minutes long. Yeah. 4.4 million people will watch the show, and then no one will watch the trailer.
That's fine.
We've solved
more
Hollywood.
Than fine. We solved Hollywood.
All right. Well,
I guess we'll call off the strike then.
Do we have the power to do that?
I think we do. Two people who are in
the
industry.
A war game situation. We both have a key and we turn it.
All we have to say is, hey, we're in the industry. Break out your key, man. Let's end this thing.
Speaking of the industry, we also have Bridget Jones, who's
Please
here.
Don't call off the strike. Please.
I've been meeting mad people.
Okay.
I've been meeting...
Who else have you been meeting?
Carol Tart, Paula Tompkins. Who else?
Jennifer Friedman.
Everyone's blowing up my phone right now. Yeah. Will Hines be texting me.
Wow. Incredible stars.
Wow.
You have more entries in your diary. We have to take a break, but I promised that we were going to read some more.
Did you really want to?
I really did. Yeah. Well, what else do you have?
Oh, I definitely want.
Yeah, one more. I could give you one more now.
All right.
Okay. Dear Laura, it's me, Bridget Jones from Bridget Jones's Laura. It was a typical English morning. Woke up to the sounds of orphans dying. Got myself a new job at Buckingham Palace, waking up King Charles for brekkie, dry toast and a side of stinky dick. When all of a sudden, Chuck began to choke on his stinky dick like a little fucking idiot. He was dying on me, just like J.K. Rowling should have died after she wrote Harry Potter. And it hit me. Clearly this man was obsessed with me and wanted to whip me creepy binkies. Then again, wouldn't a bitch.
I sometimes when I listen to these, Bridge, I worry that you're, instead of diaries, you're buying Mad Libs. And the same book of Mad Libs, and you're just filling
out. Look, honestly, I'd buy it. I'd buy that book of Mad Libs.
Did the entries sound the same?
Yeah, structurally, they
follow
sound
a similar structure,
Do they?
Yeah.
But I mean, then again, TV shows do. If you ever watch Family Matters, which I don't believe I have.
I was thinking about Family Matters every single time that I heard those.
These are the Family Matters of diaries.
Same tone.
Yeah, same exact tone.
You know how that cop from Die Hard, he was the dad on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he would always whip out his flippy dippies.
Oh, yeah.
His stunky donkey.
His stunky donkey.
Stunky donkeys. Classic catchphrase.
Well, these are great, Bridget. I hope that you...
make them into a movie.
Yeah. King Charles, boy. Do you think he'd star in a movie?
I mean, look.
He's famous. Like,
I got
his
news
Q rating,
for you.
Yeah.
He's dead.
What?
He's dead?
He died.
When?
We choked on his dick.
Well, oh, my God. Someone called Byron Denniston.
They have a buddy double working.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
I got to talk to Byron about this. This is the second week in a row that we talked about stuff that Byron Denniston would have an opinion on.
I was in the UK for the coronation. You're telling me that whole time that guy was a body double.
Yeah, body double. It was Adam Driver.
That was Adam. Wow,
it's Adam Driver. He's so good.
He's so good.
He can do anything.
Did you see Marriage Story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Man, he's good.
Need I say more?
Did he play the Scarlett Johansson part too?
He did.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so good.
And he played the kid.
Whoa.
Oh, so I can do it. I can pull it off.
And he played the wall that he slaps.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was about to say the wall was great in that movie.
The wall was unforgettable.
Unsung hero of that film, the wall.
Wow.
The slapping wall.
Better than the movie The Wall? I don't know.
Better than the wall that Trump built?
Okay, I didn't realize that you were...
Dude, I love that wall. Okay.
Better than...
didn't realize you were an English...
Pro-Brexit. Pro-wall.
Better than the wall, Pink Floyd wall? Better than that wall?
Oh, I don't know that wall.
Oh, really? As a Brit, you don't know that
wall? Same wall from the movie The Wall.
Oh, okay. Understood. Same wall? Got
same
it.
Wall.
You thought you were escalating. Yeah, I thought I was escalating. It turns out we're right exactly in the place.
Well, speaking of escalating, we need to get to our next guest.
Oh, man.
He's a TV host. We've all seen him on our TV screens over the years. what else needs to be said about him? It's his first time on the show. This is exciting. We've had Conan O'Brien, who's a TV host, on the show before. He's a host. He's a TV show, but this is one of the best. Please welcome the Crypt Keeper.
Hello, boys and ghouls.
Hi, Crypt Keeper.
Hi, Scare Talkerman.
Ooh.
Bridget Bones.
Ooh.
Hack Slade.
I love it. I love it.
That's two.
I love
you
it.
Got two of them.
I got two. Both of mine.
Wow, incredible. Crypt Keeper, I'm a big, big fan. You are, of course, the host of...
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt. And who better to tell us these tales than the actual Crypt Keeper himself.
Crypt Keeper.
That's right.
Don't mind me. I was just having dinner.
Oh, okay. What?
Wait.
Can I ask what you were...
Hold on a second. You were having dinner. Were you just over there having dinner the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what we were smelling?
I've been here since the beginning.
Oh, okay.
But I've been having dinner.
We weren't minding you.
I just wrapped up.
Oh.
You what?
He's also eating a wrap.
Yeah.
Wrapped like a mummy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you don't make
you don't.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Crypt
You
Keeper.
Don't only make puns about ghoulish things and killings and stuff. You also make puns about your food.
Yes.
Okay.
I make puns about everything.
Oh.
Well, it's great. It's so great to meet you. It's. I mean, I'm a
great
big, big
to
fan.
Meet you too.
Oh, I know.
I
how that
had
was
steak.
It was a steak wrap?
Yeah.
What?
Like a fajita.
Or just a full-blown steak
a
wrapped
fajita.
In a tajita.
It was a vagina.
Yes. A steak wrap could also be called a vagina.
That's what they call them in the UK, right, Bridget?
That's right. Yeah, we forgot about these things.
Yeah.
Vaginas.
Because the C word, which is terrible here, you guys
what
call
is
each other
word?
That
Tell
all the time.
Tell me, I've never heard it before. What
I don't
is
like
that?
To say it to a woman.
Please.
All right, cunt.
Oh, my God.
No, the C word is contestant on Love Island.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Those are mad cunts.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, huge fan, Crypt Keeper. You hosted that show for so many years.
Five.
You also just give information in that voice, which I love.
Yes, Scott. A little bit about me.
Oh.
Mm. You want to know more?
I want to know more. Yeah, tell us. I mean, how did you get the job? Were you in a crypt? Or were you just a normal actor who auditioned?
I was a normal actor who auditioned. But on the way to the audition, I died.
Oh, that must happen all the time.
I was rushing.
Oh.
You see, it was the 90s. I had to get my sides from a printing company.
Oh, I remember those days. Were you looking in the Thomas Guide of where to go to?
Yes. I had a big map in front of my windshield.
Yes, I remember
I
these
crashed
days.
Crashed off of the 110 freeway.
Oh, terrible. This must happen like every audition for every part. At least one actor dies on the way there, I would imagine.
I mean, it used to happen all the time, I assume.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't go to auditions anymore. I'm offer only because I don't like them odds.
Yeah.
How many offers you got lately?
Zero.
Well, now commutes. All auditions are self-taped.
Yes,
wow.
That's right.
They be filming in their houses, getting in fights with loved ones.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're stacking their camera on shoe boxes.
How many couples have divorced because of self-tapes? It has to be at least 50% of all marriages.
Yeah.
50% of all marriages end in sweatpants.
Okay, Whitney. It's a Whitney Cummings joke.
I gotta say, you can make anything sound creepy. I mean, a self tape is now terrifying.
It also sounds sexy.
Yeah.
It
sounds horny.
You sound like Samantha from Sex and the City.
I'm turned on and terrified every time you speak. It's wonderful.
Samantha from Sex and the City. Kim Cattrall.
Say I love fucking.
She was in Mannequin.
She was in Mannequin and Police Academy.
Didn't see that.
I thought you said Bennigan's.
The restaurant.
We've all been in Bennigan's.
I mean,
at one point.
I love Bennigan's.
Yeah. You think Kim Cattrall's ever been in a Bennigan's?
She has to have been in a Bennigan's. At
least
once.
He used a toilet. Like.
At least. Yeah.
To let out her poops and pees.
You say things like they're puns, but now you're not doing any puns. You started so hot at the beginning, and now you've...
Prompt me.
Well, look, you auditioned, you got, so you came back to life, or no, you didn't come back to life, you were dead, but you got to the audition.
Yes, and I was late.
And were the puns...
You were late because you died?
Yeah.
Okay.
Were the puns your idea, or were they...
It's just how I talk, Scott.
For the first 2 minutes.
Did you talk this way before you died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I talked exactly like this.
So were you kind of into spooky things and being creepy or...
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. So your interest changed after you died.
Were you like a were you a sports guy?
I was a waiter.
You're a waiter. Oh, okay.
Where?
At famous Hollywood restaurant, the Brown Derby.
The Brown Derby, where they would do all the cartoons of everyone and everything?
Sure.
Did you ever have a cartoon made of you?
Yeah.
I only this can see things in animation, cartoons. So I love cartoons. I'm a little cartoon boy, so.
Was it hard to get reservation?
Absolutely. Especially when I was working there.
Why? Usually the waiters have no control over that.
I was bad at answering the phone.
Oh.
I was the maitre d'.
Oh, so you were a maitre d' and a waiter.
Yes.
You were busy.
Yes, two shifts.
Okay, that's why you weren't answering
double
the
shifts every day?
Yes.
If you do them simultaneously, you get paid twice, but you take up the exact same 8 hours.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, where are you from originally?
Me?
Yeah.
Who do you think we're talking to, Crypt Keeper?
Like, where does this voice come from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
You also sound like Prince when he's doing a character. You know, like in the bridge of some of the songs. He's like doing a Morris Day kind of thing.
Prince is also dead.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God, I wish he were auditioning for things.
This is why we're striking. It would be weird if
we
he was.
Want we don't want AI Prince. We want dead Prince to act in shows like CSI.
Now, do you know how you came back from the dead?
Yeah.
You also sound like Jacquet.
Who?
From 227?
Mary. Jacquet. From 2 to heaven.
Okay, yeah.
Where dead people go.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Is heaven spooky?
I guess. I mean, it is. It's filled with dead people. Yeah. So, yeah, it's probably.
I bet it's spooky as hell.
Yeah.
Is it spooky up there?
Yes, it is.
Did you go to heaven? Did you go to hell?
But they kicked me out.
Oh, no. Why?
Because I asked to be released for my audition.
Oh, yeah. So it's like constantly asking your manager at the waiting job to.
Booked the part.
Woo!
Is that a Bible?
What was that? Yeah, what was that one? I've been following every single one somehow, and that one was.
I think the good book is the Bible.
Good book, the Bible.
You decide.
Those aren't good puns when it's the. Listener has to decide.
Prompt me.
I don't know how to prompt you.
Okay, you're on a boat, and there's a tidal wave coming for the boat. Go.
Ooh, a tidal wave.
Why did you say prompt me when you can't do it?
It was nothing.
You're in quicksand.
You didn't let me finish.
We should let you finish.
Okay.
Ooh.
Added new.
Ooh, a tidal wave. Looks like this boat will be capsizing.
That's exactly what... That's not a pun. Okay.
Okay. So,
you didn't let me finish.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Right, please start over from the beginning, though.
And please say you're finished when you're finished.
It's like saying over on a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, thank you.
Ooh.
Back at the beginning.
It's like he hurt himself.
Ooh, a tidal wave. Looks like we'll be capsizing. There's got to be a morning after. Poseidon.
I'm not interrupting you.
He hasn't said he's finished.
I haven't. But side note, have you ever seen Poseidon Adventures?
Is this the animated spinoff of Poseidon, the Poseidon Adventure?
Yeah, it's like the Gremlins, the Legend of the Mogwai.
Yes, you're a cartoon boy.
I'm a cartoon boy.
Cartoon boy,
are
yeah.
you done?
Are you
because I haven't heard his pun yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
I'd love to hear you repeat it again. Because
you have to start from the beginning. We keep interrupting you. I'm sorry.
Ooh. A tidal wave. Looks like we'll be capsizing. There's got to be a morning after Poseidon. More adventure. Like Poseidon.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Yes.
All right. Done. You got
that
there.
Was mad good writing.
He said he's done.
Oh, but sorry.
I did.
Oh, you did say you're done. Okay. Yes. See, okay. I thought the part about have you seen the Poseidon Adventures was part of it.
No, I said side note.
That was a side note.
Oh, okay. Side note. Okay. Yeah. He did clarify.
Poseidon note.
That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. I don't hear it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't realize you were so snooty about the quality of it.
He's right. He's the expert.
Wow. Worth the wait. Big time.
Really
worth
good.
The wait.
Really good. Really good.
Would you ever consider reading one of her diary entries with your amazing voice?
Absolutely.
I think I'd love to, not to take anything away from your diary entries.
How about it?
I could even pun it up.
Okay. So if you see an opportunity for a pun.
So the way that I write, it's like Mad Libs, yeah?
Yeah. Let's see. Dear Diary.
Oh, good.
That is
starting
good.
Off hot. Starting I love it.
It's me, Bridget Bones.
Ooh, okay, great.
Spooky. Yeah.
It was a typical English morning.
Ooh, yeah.
Very morning because people are dead.
With the U. With the U.
Yeah, yeah.
Woke up to the sound of rats screaming. Nothing changed.
Yeah, no, it's fine as is. Stet.
Got myself a new job at the local swimmy. Holy. Holy.
Holy.
Holy. Like,
holy.
But it's weird when you play with
exorcist.
Religion. Like,
yeah. I mean, I realize that religious like imagery is
I'm
rife
just going
with
like exorcism when I, yeah. see, when I hear like anything
yeah,
religious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wore meself a tiny key to show off my cleavy BB.
Nothing changed.
Nothing changed.
I get it.
When all of a sudden, a kid be choking on Wawa like a little fucking bitch.
Now you're just reading. You see, okay.
He was dying
on
me.
Okay. You're just emphasizing like words that already exist. Here's my issue, Crypt Keeper. You start so hot with two out of the gate.
Just
and
like
then
Princess Diana.
Yes, that's exactly in the text.
But I literally gave it to you.
That hit me.
You're just reading.
Just general violence.
There's no pun with it. He's
general.
Pointing at himself like, hit me.
Clearly the kid was obsessed with me and wanted to plug my poopy puggy.
You're just reading the thing.
But look, then again,
yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Okay.
That is, then you emphasized a word that didn't even have any kind of connotation.
Like would. Like, if you were to hit somebody with a 2x4.
If you were to hit... How many people have hit someone with a 2x4?
No, that's a good pun. I give it up for that one.
So it's gone from spookiness to just kind of general violence.
What? Yeah. Still spooky.
Yeah, okay. I guess it's spooky. If you say there we go. Yeah, now we're back.
That is spooky. Woo! Yeah. I got the goosebumps.
Have you, I have to, I mean, you were so good on this show. Have you ever auditioned for any other part? Like, I know they're looking for Superman now, you know?
I was in Superman... I auditioned for Dean's part.
Dean Kane. Oh, the Lois and Clark show.
Lois and Clark.
Which is a pun of Lewis and Clark.
Yes.
Whoa.
I never thought about it that way.
I don't think it is. Which
is a pun of William and Mary.
Mary from 227.
Which is a pun from Mary and what is it, that band,
Joseph?
Yeah,
what,
the three people, Mary,
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter, Paul, Peter, Mary.
Yeah, they're an American band. You can be excused for not knowing exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. Yeah, my brain like died.
Yeah,
which is a pun on
your
pun.
Brain died.
It dyed itself different colors.
Which is a pun on Roger Waters' The Wall.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. So you
played on Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Oh,
who were you?
I was a hotel concierge.
Because Screech is no longer with us, unfortunately.
Oh, a hotelier.
A hotel concierge.
Okay, he's back.
Yep.
Wow. Well, look, Crypt Keeper, we love you. I don't think we learned anything about you other than how you auditioned.
A little bit about
part.
Me.
Oh, okay.
When I left Columbus, I got accepted to the the Ohio State University.
Mm.
But I chose to go to the University of Michigan.
Oh, great theater program there.
That is spooky.
That's pretty spooky.
Well, all of that training paid off.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, because you're one of our great hosts. We love you. I assume you had writers on the show. This is why we're striking.
All off the top of the dome.
How many takes would they have to do? Because you usually start very, very strong
just,
and then run out.
They just rolled.
They did it in a sequence?
It's a lot of unbroken takes, too. That's pretty impressive.
Maybe he needs a camera on him, you know?
Yeah. Too scary. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have... this is exciting. Jack, I know you have to leave, right?
Yeah, I got to go. I got to go take a massive shit.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to have a
massive shit.
We're not going to have a massive shit.
Repeating what we're saying?
A dookie pucky.
There we go. That had a spin on it. That was great.
There we go. When we come back, we're going to have a huge musician on the show. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jack Quaid is here you're in that show Da Boys as well.
Yeah, I'm in the show The Boys.
Da Boys.
It's a Chicago based superhero show.
And what's going on with it?
We just shot the fourth season.
You didn't shoot a lot like Bob Marley shot that famous sheriff.
It's exactly like that song. That's the thing. That's what we all said every day.
I shot the sheriff.
Oh, okay. All right. Top of the segment. No problem.
Oh, my God. That was incredible.
When do we get to see it on our small screens?
You get to see it on your teeny tiny screens. I actually don't know.
Because you always say this.
I genuinely don't know.
Make some news here.
There's a writer's strike, so I don't know.
Is it so bad that you would say it on this incredibly popular podcast? I think the Amazon people at Amazon would love to get the kind of promotion.
I mean, do you want me to just guess?
Yeah.
Because we got...
Let me guess.
Okay, you guess.
And if I get it right...
Then I have to go and take a massive shit.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot you were leaving.
No, it's fine. I've been holding it in for people don't know this.
During the
breaks on here are 4 hours long.
Yeah, sorry about
that. So I don't know. But I'll talk about The Boys.
Let me guess. December 25th.
Yeah. Okay. Gotta go. Gotta go take that massive shit.
All right. Jack Quaid.
It's a Christmas show. Goodbye, everyone.
Great to have you on. We also have Bridget Jones here, author.
What's up?
What's up?
I'm getting mad text right now.
Oh, from who?
They're like, why aren't you on the line? Get back out on the line. We got one from Drew Tava right here.
Wow.
Zach
Incredible.
Bronstein.
Yeah, incredible stars that you
Tim Bolt.
Yeah,
Mark McConville.
McConville, yeah, incredible. We also have the Crypt Keepers here with us.
Wait, let me get a drink of water.
Oh yeah, please do, because we have a. Oh, okay, much better. We also we have a guest. I think that is germane to your interests. Crypt Keeper, because he's been on the show once before, and he is the living embodiment, or not living, but he is the spiritual embodiment of a very famous musician. Please welcome back to the show, the ghost of Dr. John.
Catch it down in New Orleans. How's everybody going?
That's right, your catchphrase.
Yeah,
how's everybody going?
My catchphrase. That's what we say down south in Louisiana. Yeah, it's me, the ghost of Dr. John. How's everybody going today, Scott?
Everyone's going great.
How are you?
I'm going well. This is Bridget Jones.
I'm going mad good.
You're going good?
Yeah.
Nice. I liked your books.
Thank you.
Oh, were you watching us like all ghosts do?
Yeah, I just kind of hover above the space in a room, and I just kind of like observe before, I make myself corporeal.
Do you do that in every room, or is that just...
It's so like a fart.
Like, yeah, like I'm like the world's fart.
Yeah.
So you're in every room simultaneously.
I'm in every room simultaneously. They're kind of like Santa Claus.
Right.
And
yeah.
I do watch you masturbate.
Great. When I do it, I'm putting on a show for the ghost.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm like, hey, you like
very
this?
Very performative, aren't you?
You like this ghost? You like this?
I mean, that's
very
what
they call it. You like this dick ghost?
That's what we called it down south. We say, well, I'm going to go upstairs and put on the show for the ghost. And now I am a ghost and I believe it because it happens. Wow.
This is the Crypt Keeper, by the way. Your fellow ghosts, in a way.
Hello.
Hey, man, how are you? You spooky as hell.
Good to see you.
Wait, you don't look like him. Why does Crypt Keeper, why do you look the way you look and Dr. John looks the way he looks?
Dr. John uses lotion.
Oh.
Yeah, I use ghost lotion. It's just drunk elephant. But it's just good. It's good. It's good for the skin or the lack thereof that I have.
I see.
Now, yeah. Doctor, I've always had a question for you.
Please, and I've always had an answer for you, Crypt Keeper.
Are you black?
No.
It's okay.
Just for everybody listening right now, white or at least somewhat white. I haven't exactly looked into it, but yeah.
I've always wondered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you the voice of AMBM?
I believe so.
Really?
I mean, at least, they have the...
Anti-Meridian, post-Meridian?
Anti-Meridian, post-Meridian, yeah. Wow. That's me.
Incredible.
I'm in every room, so I'm the voice of most things.
Oh, that's right, you sing.
Yeah. I was into Princess... Quick recap. I was into Princess and the Frog.
The Frog, yeah.
They told me...
Scott Hasn't Seen. You should do Scott Hasn't Seen.
Scott Hasn't Seen?
Where we watch Princess and the Frog.
Oh, yeah, we gotta watch it. Catch it down in New Orleans. So I'm here to sue the Walt Disney Corporation.
What?
Yeah.
Just like Ron DeSantis?
Not exactly the same way. I'm out there on the picket line most days now. Not for striking with the writers, though I am in solidarity. But Dr. Teeth. From the Muppets, they're using him. He's clearly a knockoff of me, stealing my oeuvre.
All of you and doctors know each other too, right?
Every single doctor knows each other.
Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
The rest.
Listen, I'm in most rooms and I know most doctors.
Dr. Quinn.
Yeah.
Medicine woman.
That's pretty spooky.
Was she a doctor or was she just a medicine woman? Because I think she had two titles and she was sort of like, hey, choose which one is applicable.
This is mad sexist behavior. You're like, is a woman doctor really doctor?
You wouldn't call a, who's a male doctor? Doctor. Dr. Oz. Okay, you wouldn't call Dr. Oz medicine man. You know, it's like...
It was old-fashioned times. So everything was a medicine woman. Meat man.
Meat man.
Meat?
Meat man.
Butcher Phil, the meat man.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes a little more sense.
Slop gobbler.
River butcher.
I believe there were no college degrees in her day.
Yeah, she couldn't go to fucking medical school.
Then why could they call her doctor?
Who
is
cares?
Is doctor just something that like everyone could be if they just practice medicine? And then suddenly they were like, no, you need a degree to do this.
I mean, I went to Zydeco school and that's how I got my... I covered this last time.
That's right.
Although it's been a while. But
you a fan of the band Stained?
The band Stained?
Yeah.
Never heard of them. I'm so
sorry.
They
sing that song. It's been a while.
Oh, now I know. It's been a while since I've been something. Then it trails off because I forget.
Yeah, and just turn off the radio.
You know, it's funny. Sometimes when it's been a while since I've done something, I sing, it's been a while.
It's been.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's a, it's been.
It's been.
I don't know these references, but.
Zydeco School.
Yeah.
To Slane University.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Wow. He's back.
He's back.
Glad we waited for that.
So happy we waited for that.
So, Dr. John, you're suing Walt Disney.
I'm suing the Walt Disney Corporation and I guess the man himself, theoretically. Yeah. I see him up there sometimes.
Oh, he's up there. I thought he was frozen.
Walt?
Oh, yeah. I think they're temporarily holding him up there until he thaws.
Oh, really? So he's in like a waiting room until he gets back.
He's
down.
In like a, y'all seen Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
He's in that waiting room.
Do you mean the play or the movie?
I mean the...
Or the video game.
I mean the video game.
Or the cartoon.
From Xbox 360.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
So you're suing Walt Disney on behalf of Dr. Teeth.
On behalf of me because, okay, so it's a little bit it's a little bit convoluted, but Dr. Teeth, part of the Muppets. Disney owns the Muppets. Dr. Teeth, clearly a ripoff of me. I'm suing Walt Disney Corporation for the sake of my oeuvre.
Oh,
I
see.
You know what
I
mean? And I need that money. I say no cash, no oeuvre. That's on my Writers Guild sign.
So now you had plenty of time to do this while you were alive,
yeah.
By the way. Because Dr. Teeth, I believe, has been established ever since the late 70s, if not early 80s.
I only heard about Dr. Teeth after I passed away.
Well, no, what happened? Who told you?
Someone was just like, guess what? The Muppets. Abraham Lincoln.
The ghost of Abraham Lincoln
ghost
told
Abraham
you about
Lincoln
the Muppets?
Was like, guess what? The Muppets, you should be pissed.
He's a fan of the Muppets?
He loves those fucking Muppets.
His hat is sort of like a Muppet.
Yeah. It kind of bounces around and says, yay!
Yeah.
That is so offensive.
To Muppets or to?
To Muppets, to Abraham Lincoln.
To Abe.
To Honest Abe himself.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. One of our most honest weird, isn't it, that two presidents have like these stories about being honest? Washington and Lincoln. It's
and
like,
Trump,
come on,
it's like...
pick one of them.
Pick one.
Trump's been mad on this
as well. Okay, all right. So how's the lawsuit going? Where'd you file it? In a friendly court? Were you judge shopping?
I was judge shopping for a while. Last time I was here, I thought I found a lawyer, but she turned out to be a malignant.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that from a year ago.
Yeah, she was a malignant. I remember her.
Yeah, she was a malignant.
When we say a malignant, meaning she had a body.
She had a body.
And then a conjoined twin on the
conjoined twin on the back of her head.
Yeah.
So that didn't work out too well. So I was just wondering if anybody here, I'm back shopping for lawyers to help me sue the Walt Disney Corporation.
I know a lawyer, but I don't know if he's around. He's from Italy, so I don't know if he's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is he about to appear?
I have no idea.
I'm in every room. I could check.
Yeah, go find Italiano Jones and see if you can bring him here.
Okay, hold on. I found him.
Oh, Scott, I came as soon as I could. What is this, Scott?
You came so... Where were you?
I was right outside your house. In my RV.
You didn't have to go very far, did you, Dr. John?
No.
He was right outside.
Scott, what is this, Scott? Have you been injured?
I have not been injured, no.
But you haven't? You look mad sick.
Oh, no,
Scott,
no.
You look disgusting.
No, this is age.
Scott, you look disgusting.
You look like you're dying.
No. I mean, we all are, but me a little closer to it than the rest of you.
Why is your skin green? What have you been doing?
It's not about me. We need a lawyer.
Ooh, I do that.
Here, yeah. I'll give you mouth to mouth, Scott.
No. Well, okay. Yeah, you know, I've been married for a while.
No, I'm good. You want it too much.
Damn it. Dr. John here needs a lawyer.
Goes to Dr. John. Hello.
Hello, Dr. John.
Hello.
Have you been injured? You a doctor. You should be able to fix
that. Well, I'm technically dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a big injury.
That's a big injury.
Have you ever represented anyone who's actually dead?
The Crypt Keeper.
This is the Crypt Keeper is here.
Hello, Italiano. Italiano. Bones.
Oh, good. Wait, are you his ride? Is that why you're outside with the RV?
We both live in the RV.
Together?
Yeah.
Man, the conversations between you two must be great. Let's hear one.
Their voices are similar.
I don't know how y'all tell each other apart.
Good morning, Crypt Keeper. Good morning.
I thought that was the Crypt Keeper.
I can't tell them apart.
Good morning, Jackie. Mary.
I am following this.
You are.
I'm riveted. Continue.
What do you need help with?
Yeah. Dr. John, you're suing Disney.
It's a Uber related lawsuit. It's Dr. Teeth.
Uber? Were you in an Uber and you got injured?
It's Uber.
Oh.
Uber, a general feel of character. And it's a likeness issue, really. It's very pertinent.
There's confusion in the marketplace.
I need my identity.
Well, I am a personal injury attorney.
Oh, that's right. I always forget that about you. But you could say he's been
even
injured.
Even though he asks people constantly if they're injured.
Right. Well, Scott's been injured on the job. He looks mad sick.
Scott, have you been injured on the job? You look like shit.
No, I'm fine.
You should sue Comedy Bang Bang.
I wonder if I could.
Honestly, I'll get in on that with you.
Okay, yeah. If you and I both want to sue Comedy Bang
Bang.
Let's
sue your own podcast.
Yeah, why not?
Do you think he looks better than me, an actual ghost?
Absolutely not.
No.
I look better than the Crypt Keeper, though. You got to admit.
You look less wrapped up. You look more exposed.
You mean wrapped up, because he had a wrap.
Dr. John, I may be able to take on your case.
Oh,
I just have one question.
Yeah.
Are you black?
No. Listen to me. I checked before I became Dr. John.
We all have to check every once in a
while.
We all have to check.
I'm just Cajun, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very it's a regional.
It's
dialect.
Regional.
Yeah, exactly.
But so,
you want to represent him?
Does
though?
That if I was black,
yeah,
would you represent me?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Wait, you don't represent black clients?
Absolutely not. They always lose.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, this has been no help.
Are you black? Are you black?
I'm Italian.
You're a white Italian.
No, he's canonically black in the book. So
you did that. I never said that. Only thing I ever said that I am 6'5".
Yeah, so he's white. You need to redo the book.
I've represented one black person that has gotten off.
Who's that?
It's me, Scott.
OJ! Oh. Scott. OJ's here.
So many people are in that RV.
Now, I can tell the difference now. OJ sounds different.
We're all hanging on the RV, I'm telling you. And it is a good time. Hey, who is this?
This is the ghost of Dr. John.
Hi, white. Just in case you're about to ask. Just
I love those.
Oh, no.
And they love you, Juice. They love you.
Yeah. Sometimes. You know, I didn't come here to stay low. I just wanted to say, watch Star Trek Lower Decks.
You sound like Obama now.
Who's your favorite Star Trek Lower Decks character? Is it Kayshan?
Lieutenant Kayshan.
Oh, I knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
I know everything about him.
Oh, like what?
I got to get back out to the RV.
Okay, see you later.
Y'all take care.
Yeah. Oh,
what's happening in that RV? What are you guys do all day?
What's happening in there?
I'm just saying.
Usually people leave after they say take care, but he wanted to get his last guess.
OJ, can you
I thought I was talking
me?
To the other two guys, but OJ responded.
Well, I have been reading some law.
He
oh,
hasn't
good.
Left yet.
No, he's still here.
Dr. John asked me a question.
Oh. I did. I said, could he represent me in my case?
You've been reading law.
He's been reading law books.
You famously got off. I mean, if anyone knows how to get.
Yes. Well, I did lose the civil case.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I had to spend a lot of money on that. But let me tell you something.
Yep.
When you're down, when you're sitting down, as they say, I
as they say
plenty of time.
When you're sitting down,
yeah,
it's not a technical term. Then
when you're sitting down, as they say,
as the layperson, so.
I have had to read a lot of books.
All right,
and I think I may be able to get your Uber case seen by the Supreme Court.
By the Supreme Court.
Yes, I have a good friend on the Supreme Court. His name is Clarence Thomas.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, it kind of figures you guys are friends. Yeah.
Is he black?
He is. Doesn't like to be, but he is.
Now, I am up on current events, and I don't love him, but
still,
I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, the Supreme Court, I didn't realize they represented people in cases.
Do they represent ghosts?
I can get them to hear this ghost case.
Oh, okay.
But right now, they're going to tow the RV, so I got to get back out there.
Oh,
okay, Juice. It's always
I'm just
wonderful
saying.
Talking to you.
Take care, Scott.
I definitely will take care.
Thank you, Juice.
Take care, Doctor.
Hey. Yeah.
Bye.
I get the feeling as long as anyone's talking to you, you're still going to stick around.
I'm out of here.
Okay. All right.
Crypt Keeper, why are you crying?
I realized that your hello sounded like a creaky door.
I'm scared of OJ.
You're scared of OJ? Why?
He always steals my breakfast cereal.
What do you mean?
S-E-R-I-A-L.
Oh, because of the podcast about the murderer.
That one's a deep cut.
That's a reach.
I've been hitting you guys with them all day. Okay.
Why are you all unwrapped all of a sudden?
Yeah. I'm wearing a tuxedo.
I feel like we're learning more about you than we have this entire time.
Yeah.
You're wearing a tuxedo.
For what? To what end? Are you going to some sort of big ball tonight? Or
I'm attending a boozicle.
Which one?
Is that a musical with booze or a scary musical?
A scary musical.
Yeah.
Where are you? Which one are you going to?
Hairspray.
Okay.
Terrifying.
You paused knowing hair wasn't good enough. And then you continued and you just said a different.
Hair,
it was a lateral move.
Hair slay.
There we go.
Yes, queen. Yes. Yes.
Cut the other one out.
Unfortunately, our editing machine is broken.
Yeah, actually, you could cut most of this stuff out.
Every week, we just leave it all in. I don't know why. It's a bad
so
move.
Embarrassing.
Well, look, we are running out of time, speaking of cutting
man.
Everything out.
Am I any closer to suing the shit out of Walt Disney?
I don't know.
I don't know if I'll ever get there.
Italiano here maybe could help you, but...
I'm sorry. I don't think you have a case.
Hold on. OJ was convinced, but Italiano, no?
OJ and I are not the same person.
No, you all live in the same RV. Was that canon?
Italiano. That?
It is now.
All right.
Italiano Jones, more like Italiano knows.
Because you're saying no.
Because he's saying no.
It's not about your nose. Oh. I see you touching your nose.
What's wrong with my nose?
He cares less about puns. They're not the same person.
It's an Italian nose.
Not everyone in an RV has the same mind.
No.
Right?
Exactly.
All right.
If you guys want to see all of us in our RV, we live right outside Scott's house.
Please don't give out the address. We are running out of time. We just have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs. It's time for 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 plugs. Oh, beautiful. That was It's Time for Plugs by Nick Bowen. Had a Flaming Lips vibe to it. I loved it. Thanks so much, Nick. If you have a plugs theme or a closing up the plug bag theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and you can upload it there and you might be able to be played on this show. All right. What are we plugging? Dr. John, Ghost of Dr. John. Pardon me.
Yeah.
Anything to plug?
Disney's got that new Muppet show. Do not watch it. I will be mad. I will watch you while you masturbate a little more.
Yeah, don't masturbate to the Muppet show.
Don't watch the Muppet show and don't masturbate. Definitely don't do both at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I'm there.
Yeah, always there.
I'm right there. I'm underneath your sheets. I'm on the ceiling.
Bridget Jones, are you want to plug anything?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going to plug CBB World.
Mm.
I'll be listening to it when I'm out there on the picket line.
Oh, good.
Listening to This Book Changed My Life.
Oh, a new episode just came out last week.
No.
Yeah, it did.
It did?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
No, it's this week.
Do you know when this comes out?
Okay, delete that.
We can't delete this.
Don't make me look like a fucking idiot on here. So that ep came out last week. Yeah, I listened to it. It was so good. Also, listen to Hey Randy coming out this week.
Okay, we don't normally talk about before it comes out, but yeah.
Okay, delete that.
Stop fucking up, everyone. God.
And follow LILYYYY.
Crypt Keeper, what do you want to plug? Obviously, you must have so much in the bank, in the tank. What's going on with you, Crypt Keeper?
Yes.
Or Italiano. I'll take either one. Whatever is easiest to get these plugs out.
I would like to plug Star Trek Lower Decks.
Ah, yes, we talked about it before. Star Trek Lower Decks, the cartoon about Star Trek.
I would also like to plug Star Trek Lower Decks.
I would also like to plug it as well.
I would also like to plug Grand Crew.
Oh, that's right. Grand Crew is on Peacock right
on
now.
On Peacock.
That's not a pun either.
just generally gross.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to read beneath the bun. That's your problem, Scott. Your surface level.
Very first thought.
What about any podcasts? You have any podcasts?
Yes. I'd like to plug The Flagrant One.
It's so slow the way you talk. So takes forever.
The Flagrant Ones. This is with...
hosted by Slays Davenport. Sean
You don't have one friend.
And Carl John.
Dude, I have a question about those two. Do they ever drop the act?
I still don't know.
Okay. I want to plug, look, the CBB book is out there. It makes a great gift for any dads, let alone your grads. people are really enjoying it. I'm happy to hear all of the great reviews of it. And also want to plug CBB World. We have a ton of shows over there. We have, of course... on Tuesdays we have College Town, right? Yes. And Wednesdays is CBB Presents.
Don't give it away.
And then Friday we have Scott Hasn't Seen. I believe we just watched Reds with the co-creator of Miles Morales Spider-Man, Brian Michael Bendis. some good shows coming out this month. All right, here we go. Let's close up the old plug bag.
We take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight, and then we take them up and shut them tight.
I'm the captain now.
That's good. That's good.
I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now.
That's good. That's good.
Let's see how many lyrics we can do.
Yeah, that was Shut Them Tight, Captain Bubbles by Ephraim. Thank you to Ephraim or Ephraim. Probably it has an I. Ephraim, I'm guessing.
It's both.
Oh, it's both. Oh, okay. You know him.
Yes.
Or her. Or them.
Them.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Guys, I want to thank you so much. First of all, Bridget Jones, always great seeing you.
I loved seeing you.
Did you really?
I did.
You're one of my favorites.
Really?
Come back anytime.
Wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, love it. Yeah. You're
love it.
Cool.
We have a great relationship until you talked about how bad I looked.
But that's just, I'm just trying to help.
You're
trying to save you.
Interesting.
Make sure you get the help you need, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, you're obsessed with me.
And your flinky dinkies.
I do want to. Yeah, even the jungle of me jinkies.
Crypt Keeper, such an honor meeting you.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
I've noticed that you have two puns. You have anything rhyming with ack, you say hack, and anything rhyming in a's, you say slays.
Also, he said that he said used bones in like
oh, bones in like four of them. Yeah.
Okay,
three.
Bones.
Don't forget emphasizing P.
That's true. That's a good point.
Peacock.
Ghost of Dr. John.
Yeah.
Great having you back.
Always good to be back.
Good luck with your lawsuit.
Hey.
Yes?
I got nothing.
You got a faraway look in your eye when you said, hey.
Slay.
Slay. Yes. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Slay.
We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.